Radio Glamorgan.
Good morning, I'm Nathan Spackman. We're in Penarth Marina outside Goose on the Loose for the 2025 Cardiff Half Marathon. We're live on Bro Radio and Hospital Radio Glamorgan, bringing you all the action, chatting to the runners, the organisers, their families and the amazing charities that they're running for as well. 27,500 people running across the capital and our team are out and about bringing you all the action.
Good morning, I'm Sam Rees and I'm down at Cardiff Castle live this morning speaking to as many runners as possible. Well, from the 27,500 runners that are completing the Cardiff Half today, there are lots of people already lying in the streets. They're already looking for their runners to go past. The start-finish line is just around the corner here, so I'm going to be heading up there shortly to try and speak to as many as possible. But if you would like to come and see me and say hello, I'd love that. But mainly cheering on your runner, and I'm going to be here cheering them on as well and hopefully getting a little chat as they go through. As you can feel the tension now starting to build. There's a little bit of electricity in the air and people are starting to get a bit tense, ready for this 13.1-mile run around the Cardiff capital. Did you know, and I'm full of fun facts like this, that one of the oldest runners is 85-year-old Henning Ostergaard. He's from Denmark and he is running today. So if you do see him out and about, give him a little cheer. He's the oldest runner, which is amazing at 85. But yeah, keep an eye out for me. I'll come and see you if you say hello, and we'll have a little chat. We'll get you on the radio.
Good morning, Celia here. I'm at the top of Cogan Hill. We're ready for when the runners start coming through. This will be the first corner that they come round down towards Penarth Marina. When they come in from the 3.5-mile mark, they'll be just coming up from Penarth Road. They should be getting their first wind. It will be absolutely fabulous. The weather is so sunny and gorgeous. I can't wait to see all the runners. I'm going to see if I can chat to some of the spectators beforehand. See you in a mo.
After heading past Cogan Hill and past Celia, they will head into Penarth Marina and past Goose on the Loose as well as the Bro Radio van, where they will head over the barrage into Cardiff Bay to plenty of noise.
I'm Chris Birch in Roath at the 10 and 12-mile mark. Before getting to me, runners are going to be headed through Buketown and Cattays before hitting the Principality Rainbow Roundabout that's organised by Pride Cymru in the background here. As a key gathering point on the route, I'm going to be speaking to families and supporters, plus the drag queens and acts who are going to be gracing the rainbow stage very, very shortly.
So that's our team. They're out and about across the capital for the 2025 Cardiff Half Marathon. You can listen on Bro Radio and Hospital Radio Glamorgan.
Don Henley, Boys of Summer on Bro Radio and Hospital Radio Glamorgan as we bring you our coverage of the 2025 Cardiff Half Marathon. So you've met our team. There are more of them out and about as well, including a couple of the Hospital Radio Glamorgan team who are running as well for Hospital Radio Glamorgan. And T. Haven will hear from them. But first, earlier this week, I caught up with Rachel Madge, who is the event organiser of the Cardiff Half Marathon. And we began by chatting a little bit about the run and what's made it so successful to date.
Well, people love it. It was set up many years ago by Barnardo's Cymru and started off with 1,500 runners, and now it's grown to over 27,500, and people just come back year after year. It's really well supported by spectators. So that's what people say, really. They feel very well supported on the day, and it's a real buzz. Lots of entertainment on the route, loads and loads of charities involved, and they lots of them have cheer stations. So, yeah, people coming out of their houses, supporting. It's just a really good vibe.
And we're chatting to you now a couple of days before the half marathon. How are plans going ahead of this weekend?
Yeah, really well. It's a brilliant team at Run for Wales and they're all super, super busy, spinning a lot of plates. But yeah, we're getting there and it's a real team effort. There's so many people involved in this. It's obviously the staff and we've got the fantastic volunteers. There's over 500 of them. It's a real team effort. Loads and loads of stakeholders, including Cardiff Council, the police, all the emergency services, St John. It's just a real team effort. So couldn't do it without them. But yeah, everyone's pulling together and it's good. It's going well.
We would say this is a local radio station, but I think the Vale and Cardiff is a great landmark, some great locations this run heads through. Tell us about some of those great locations and why that makes this such a special half marathon.
Well, we're lucky. It's a fantastic city and it's quite small. It means that we can take in all of the landmarks, really. It's taken a while to get to a permanent course. And we're there now, which is fantastic. So it starts at the brilliant, iconic castle, goes, as you say, into the Vale, the beautiful Penarth Marina, the barrage, then Norwegian Church, WMC, through the Roald Dahl Plas, and then into town. And then it makes its way then to Rose Park Lake, which is beautiful, and the lovely Rainbow Roundabout, the third year of doing that at the 10 and 12 mile mark. So people love that, with a stage with lots of drag acts and lots going on there, and lovely rainbows. And then it heads into the fantastic Civic Centre then for the finish. So yeah, and also the Principality Stadium, it passes on the way as well. So it's lots to see. And I think people come and they see, wow, I didn't know the Cardiff was so brilliant, and hopefully they come back.
Hopefully. And like you said, you know, this was started as a charity race years ago. And even to this day now, thousands of people running to support local good causes and charities from across Wales. How important is this race to supporting those charities and supporting their work and helping them to continue to deliver what they're doing?
I think really important. I mean, it was set up and said by Bernardus Cymru, and they're still involved. And we've got the fantastic NSPCC as the lead charity. And there's loads and loads of charities involved, and, you know, from the tiny little causes to, you know, the huge charities. And we've got ways of them all getting involved, really. And we estimate the raises around £4 million, which is fab. And it's Wales's largest mass participation and multi-fundraising event. So, yeah, lots and lots of involvement of charities, which is key to the success, really, of the race.
And one of the things I think that's so special is that at key points, like you mentioned there, the Rainbow Roundabout and around Cardiff Bay, people come out, don't they? Even if they don't know people running, they come out, they cheer, they make some noise, and they support the runners as they make their way around the course.
They really do, and that's from the elites right at the front, you know, right to the very slowest runners at the back. So we have a four-hour cutoff, so even if, you know, you're a walker, you can still do it in the time, and it's just a race for everyone. It's just, you know, it's a fantastic opportunity for the city to come out. And we're very lucky that, you know, people are very supportive, residents and businesses wise. You know, it does impact on them, but they come out and support, which is wonderful.
And what's your message to those people who've signed up to take part on Sunday?
Just, you know, enjoy it. Just relax, enjoy it. Don't rush to get a time at the end. You know, obviously times are important to people, but it's more important that you're safe, and just enjoy it. Enjoy the atmosphere. And, you know, I'm told, I'm not a runner myself, but I'm told that, you know, the atmosphere really keeps you going on the day. So, you know, even if your training hasn't gone quite to plan, just take it easy and let the fantastic support around the route bring you home.
Brilliant. Rachel Madger, event manager at Cardiff Half Marathon. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Radio Glamorgan.
Mimi Webb and You Don't Love Me the Same on Bro Radio and Hospital Radio Glamorgan for our coverage of the 2025 Cardiff Half Marathon. Just at the moment, 27,500 runners making their way across the streets of Cardiff, the Vale, and making their way, raising funds for many, many local good causes. I'm going to hear about some of those charities on the show between now and two. The official lead partner charity this year is NSPCC Cymru, and I caught up with Daniel O'Keefe earlier this week. Now, he's the Wales Relationship Manager at NSPCC Cymru, and he began by telling me a bit about how important the weekend is for the work of the charity. Dan, we're talking ahead of the Cardiff Half Marathon. A big weekend and a big opportunity for you being the lead charity partner this year.
Yeah, it's always a fantastic weekend for us as NSPCC Cymru. We are the lead charity partner of the event again this year. It's a position we've held since 2018, and we feel incredibly lucky to have that. In those years, since 2018, that partnership and the runners who run for us across the weekend have raised more than £800,000 to date, which has made a huge impact for children and young people across Wales.
And tell us a bit about the work of the charity and where those funds go and what they help you to be able to do.
So the NSPCC works across Wales with children and young people. We have a variety of services. Some of those are in person, supporting children who've been impacted by abuse or by various things that are happening to them in their lives. We also work in schools. And you'd probably heard of our Childline service, which is available to children up to the age of 19, and we talk and listen to children about anything that's going on in their lives.
And speaking, obviously you mentioned this huge number of runners running this weekend for you. What's your message to those people that are out on the route running to support your work?
Well, firstly, we hope they have a fantastic time. It's an incredible event, and we know from past experience that anyone that comes to run the Cardiff Half Marathon always really enjoys their experience. And secondly, that we're extremely grateful that they've chosen the NSPCC as their charity. And we hope that they have a really meaningful connection to the charity and a time out on the course. The funds that they raise are absolutely essential to us to be able to undertake the work that we do with children and young people. And we're just really grateful that they've chosen to run for the NSPCC here in Cardiff this weekend.
And if anyone's listening that wants to find out more and support the work of the NSPCC, how can they go about doing so?
Yeah, you can find out on the NSPCC's website, nspcc.org.uk. Or there's a separate website for Childline if children and young people are looking for personal support. If they search out Childline, they can talk to a counsellor online, or they can call Childline directly for any support they may need. Is I want you
tonight. Local music from SJ Hill, and if you're making music in the Vale or South Wales area, you can get in touch via music@broradio.fm to get featured here on Bro Radio. So we're also on Hospital Radio Glamorgan today, bringing you live coverage of the 2025 Cardiff Half Marathon. And whilst we're outside Goose on the Loose in Penarth Marina, our team are out and about right across the route. And Celia is just a little bit further up the road in Cogan. We'll catch up with her very soon. But in the city centre, near the finish line, is Nigel Rowlands, who's caught up with some of the team at Tee Haven.
I'm here with Joe, the event manager at Tee Haven. Joe, how many runners have you got running for you today?
Oh my goodness, we have 380 runners, the most we ever had for Cardiff Half, which is so exciting for us.
Yeah, if I recall, that's nearly 100 more than last year.
It near enough is, yes, definitely. Probably even over that, actually. And we've got quite a few that have got their own space as well. So, my goodness, we are so overwhelmed and so chuffed to have all our supporters.
So how much are you hoping to raise today?
Oh, goodness. So I think we're looking to raise over, over 50 grand, potentially more.
Always potentially more, because if we have our way, we'll get the message out and we'll get a few more giving a donation to your charity.
Amazing. I mean, you know, like I said, the guys have just done amazingly well. All their fundraising pages have just rocketed, and so we are so grateful and so thankful for all of our supporters.
Have you got any new projects on the go that some of this funding may go towards?
So we do indeed. We have a lot of work that will be taking place over at the hospice over the next year or so. And obviously we will be looking at supporting our groups as well. So we've got a Super Sibs group, and that's where one of my colleagues, Kelly Jo, oversees. They go all over the place. They went to the zoo a few weeks ago. They go camping. But that's always great to get the siblings together so they get an opportunity to meet each other. And then obviously we've also got our bereavement services that will, you know, benefit from any support. But, you know, just keeping the hospice going is just great for us, you know.
Well, I hope everything goes well for you today, Joe, and you raise over the 50k you've asked to get today. And obviously, wish Tee Haven all the best going forward.
Oh, thank you very much. Diolch.
I'm here at the Tee Haven tent, and in front of me is Ryan. Ryan, why are you running for Tee Haven today?
First, I'm running for my son, Talis. He's been under the care of Tee Haven for nearly a year now. Well, just over a year. I nearly lost my son back in December 23. But Tee Haven stepped in and basically helped us out. And then ever since then, you know, they've been a great support network, not just for me, but for my family. Like, so it's just the reason I'm running today, you know, to support just an amazing charity. Like,
yeah, I've heard from other members of the charity here that you do a lot for them and they're very appreciative of it. So you should be very proud of what you're doing, Ryan. And as I say, I wish your son all the best and you all the best today. And I hope you generate a lot of income for, as you say, a very worthwhile charity.
Yeah, thank you. I've earned a lot of nearly £550 at the minute, so, and it's still rising, so if anyone can donate, it'll be really, really helpful. Like,
have you got a Just Giving page or anything?
Yeah, I've got Infuses It, as we call it. Yeah, I've got one of them, so yeah, it's brilliant.
Hopefully we'll get some more for you. Thanks for talking to us, Ryan.
So that is Ryan chatting to Nigel in the city centre ahead of kicking off the Cardiff Half Marathon, one of the many runners running for Children's Hospice Tee Haven. We'll hear about more of the people running, speak to some of the families and the amazing charities they're running for on the show. The latest from the Stereophonics, it's called Colours of One on Bro Radio and Hospital Radio Glamorgan as we bring you live coverage of the 2025 Cardiff Half Marathon, which is underway. Our team out and about across the route, speaking to runners, supporters, charities and everything in between. Celia is a little bit further up from us now towards the Mary Harrier Junction, and she's been chatting to Saren, who's running for a child brain injuries. She was on her way to the station to head into Cardiff to take part in today's Cardiff Half Marathon.
It's all right, it's for Bro Radio. So what's your name, lovely?
Sarah.
And you're ready to stay in the marathon, so you're on your way to the train station, so we're walking very quickly, aren't we, so
yes,
we can get you there.
Sorry about that.
That's okay, no problem. Are you running for anything, or just for the fun of it?
I'm definitely not for the fun.
Right, go on.
Charity, Child Brain Injury Trust.
Oh, right, yes.
So I work at OGM Solicitors.
Yeah.
In the serious injury team, so we deal with a lot of clients who have brain injuries.
Yeah.
So it's a charity close to the firm's heart, so yeah, we're raising money for that.
So you're raising money, and your name's Sarah, yes? Sarah.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. Fabulous. I will wave at you when you come back round.
Thank you very much.
So that is Celia earlier on chatting to Saren, getting on the train at Cogan into Cardiff to take part in the Cardiff Half Marathon. And where Celia is as well, there are loads of stewards. I can see some from where we are, kind of lining the route, cheering up, making sure people are running around safely as well. And two of those stewards that Celia caught up with are Joe and Roy, who are looking after things at Cogan Hill.
There we go. So Celia, I'm sorry I didn't catch your names.
Joe
and
Roy.
And you are stewards here on the corner of Cogan Hill. So you're gonna make sure I don't interrupt anybody that we shouldn't
exactly.
do, should you?
Yeah.
So at the moment the traffic is still going in and out, isn't it? So
yes.
when is your cut off point for you to suddenly start stopping people?
It'll be a soft cut off about 9:15
yeah.
to 9:30, and then just before the race starts it'll be hard.
Yeah. And you were saying before that you've done these quite a few times.
Yeah,
yes?
I've done them before.
First time I've done them.
Yeah, yeah. Here. Looking forward to it?
Yeah, I like supporting the runners. So yeah. I'm more the tail end me. I'm keeping them going.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, it's a lovely day today. I mean, it was horrendous yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So it's thank goodness it's still today. I may come back and chat to you later on.
Okay.
Good luck. I'll probably come and sit by you because you've got the best spot on the hill. I shall see you in a moment. Over we go.
Thank you.
That there is Joe and Roy, two of the many stewards on the route here in Cardiff and Penarth for the 2025 Cardiff Half Marathon. We see some guys from where we are at Goose and the Loose wearing their high-vis jackets, cheering people on as they make their way around the route. And whilst there's 27,500 people here running today, there are also the thousands of people behind the scenes making sure this race runs safely. We'll chat to more of those on our show here on Bro Radio and Hostel Radio Glamorgan between now and 2 o'clock. Let's get your latest news on the way with Gareth after this. We love to boogie. Just gone 10 o'clock. This is Bro Radio and Hospital Radio Glamorgan as we bring you our coverage of the 2025 Cardiff Half Marathon. Our team out and about on the route, chatting to runners, their families, their supporters and the charities they're running for. On the show, we're going to hear from some runners who've travelled from Spain to take part in today's Cardiff Half Marathon and hear about another amazing charity who have runners running for them and raising funds to help support their amazing work. First though, Tina Turner, the best after Spencer David Group.
Radio Glamorgan.
Tina Turner and the best on Bro Radio and Hotspur Radio Glamorgan. It's coming up to 10:10 right now, and we are bringing you live coverage of the 2025 Cardiff Half Marathon between now and 2 on both stations. And as we mentioned earlier on, or if you've just joined us, we have our team out and about across the route. Sam and Nigel in the city centre at the start finish line and race village. We have Celia around Cogan Hill cheering all the runners as they make it there to that point as well in the race route. And then down towards us, we're in the marina outside Goose and the Loose. Mike is on the barrage. And then up in Roth at 10:12 on the Rainbow Roundabout with Pride Cymru is Chris Birch. He'll be chatting to people there. And then, of course, they'll make their way back into the city centre where Nigel is. And earlier on today, he caught up with Lou Chester from Velindra Cancer Care.
Hi, I'm with Lou Chester from the Velindra Cancer Charity. Can you explain, Lou, what the Velindra Cancer Charity is all about, please?
Yeah, so we're here today to support over 180 runners, all running in the name of Velindra, for what has been known as the Hospital of Hope. So with outreach services all across South East Wales and Velindra Cancer Centre based in Cardiff, we deliver specialist chemotherapy, radiotherapy, cancer treatment and supportive care to not just patients, patients, but their families and the communities that support them through treatment. We know that cancer affects everyone, not just the patient experiencing the treatment. And for us, it's really important that we make adequate support resources, specialist care, dedicated nursing support to those when they need us most. So to have a team here today raising vital funds and making the biggest difference possible is so important, and will make all the difference to those within our services that really need us.
How many runners have you got running for you today?
So today we've got over 180 people all running in the name of Velindra. They've been working hard, training, fundraising. They've got a lovely bright green t-shirts running through. We've got cheer squads along the route. So there's lots of activity, lots of excitement, cheering people across that finish line, ready for that celebration where they know that they've made the biggest difference possible.
Thank you for having a chat with me, Lou, and all the best to all of your runners today.
Thank you very much.
So that was Nigel chatting to Lou Chester from Velindra at Cancer Centre at the Race Village, the end point to our Cardiff Half Marathon. Elsewhere on the route is Celia. She is at Cogan Hill, and earlier on she was at the train station chatting to some of the runners heading into Cardiff, and she caught up with Jess and Piers, who are running.
Right, I'm now on Cogan train station, so I'm here with Piers and Jess, who are also running in the marathon today. So hi guys, how are you doing?
Very well,
really,
thanks.
Good, quite scared.
Very scared.
I know obviously you've come here, so are you from Penarth?
I live in Penarth, and Piers is my uncle.
I'm Jess's uncle.
So how far have you come today then?
A long way, London.
London, you come all the way from London to complete the Cardiff Marathon. How wonderful is that? There's dedication. And did you run all the way as fast?
I thumbed the lift.
Fabulous. So have you done much practice for this now?
Piers ran the Ealing half last weekend.
I'm cheating. I've practiced a bit.
Yeah.
Jess is a natural.
No, this is my first half. So this is my first race. So I know, exciting.
Yes. We'll wave at you when you go past.
Okay.
Yes.
Go on, bro.
And for the viewers, I'm wearing neon green, so it's quite hard to miss me today.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Well, good luck. I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
So that there is Celia chatting to Jess and Piers, two of the runners jumping on the train at Cogan to head to take part in today's Cardiff Half Marathon. We're chatting to some of the runners, their families, the charities and local businesses as well on this programme on Bro Radio and Hostel Radio Glamorgan through until 2. Right now, K-pop Demon Hunters and Golden. K-pop Demon Hunters and Golden on Bro Radio and Hostel Radio Glamorgan as we bring you our coverage of the 2025 Cardiff Half Marathon with our team out and about. And whilst we're always, of course, about all the local runners, there are runners that travel from literally all over the world to take part in today's Cardiff Half Marathon. And Nigel caught up with some runners who've come from Spain to take part today.
I'm here in Cardiff Castle with a really vocal group of young ladies. Where are you guys from?
Spain.
Yeah. Whereabouts in Spain?
Well, we are from all parts of Spain. Me, I'm coming from Mallorca. But we have from everywhere, Basque Country, Barcelona, Andalusia, all around Spain.
So what is your group called?
Well, we are OISO. We're sponsored by the main sponsor from the race. So yes, we are coming from them.
All right. I wish you and your group all the best. Keep shouting, keep smiling, keep laughing, because you are terrific.
Thank you so much. We will. Thank you.
So from runners from Spain that Nigel was speaking to there to a little bit closer to home, just down the road in Pembrokeshire, Celia caught up with Viv and Tony. They've travelled from Pembroke down here to support their granddaughter who's running for prostate cancer.
So I'm here with Viv and Tony who've come all the way from Pembroke to support their granddaughter and their son-in-law. What are their names again?
You've got Jeffrey O'Connell and Roisin O'Connell.
Fabulous. And what are they running for today?
Prostate cancer.
Fab. And as I said, you've come all the way down from Pembroke.
Yeah.
Fabulously long ride, isn't it? Are you looking forward to seeing them coming round the corner?
Yeah, very excited. We've got family in all different sections so that we can cheer them on.
Wonderful. And we shall be cheering them along with you. Thank you for talking. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Viv and Tony chatting to Celia around the Cogan Hill Mary Harrier area, and thousands of people on the route cheering people on. We can see some from where we are here in Penarth Marina. I know the rest of the team at various points as well, where people are waiting to cheer on their family, their friends, and even just people coming out of their houses to cheer the people on taking part in this race. 27,500 people taking part in the Cardiff Half Marathon. We'll bring you all the coverage, chat to some of the runners as they finish, chat to some of the amazing charities and more on the show between now and 2 o'clock here on Bro Radio and Hospital Radio Glamorgan. Local music from Otto Addey, a track called Friends Like Lovers. It's Bro Radio and Hospital Radio Glamorgan. 23 minutes past 10 right now. We're live from Goose and Loose in Penarth Marina, where our elite runners have already started making their way past us, and then thousands and thousands of others taking part to raise money for local good causes, build up to other big things like we mentioned, the Ironman and in between. And our coverage continues here on Bro Radio and Hospital Radio Glamorgan very soon.
Radio Glamorgan.
Sweet and Ballroom Blitz here on Bro Radio and Hospital Radio Glamorgan as we bring you our live coverage of the 2025 Cardiff Half Marathon. Our team out and about across the route speaking to runners and supporters. And Mike is over on the barrage. He's caught up with Lauren. They've got a bunch of runners today running for them who've already raised £5,000 to help support Albert Primary School.
So I'm here with Lauren. Lauren, who are you here supporting today?
So we're supporting the PTA for Albert Primary. So we've got a group of parents and teachers running today, and we've already raised over £5,000 for the school.
Oh, that's fantastic. And we've got good weather, it looks like, for the runners today as well.
I know, I was really worried yesterday. It was so miserable. I thought it was going to be awful for them, but we've got clear skies, a little bit of wind, but hopefully it'll be good for them.
And all your bright signs, I'm sure that's the motivation they'll need to keep going.
Yeah, definitely. The lovely Year 2 class made loads of signs in school this morning, so we've pinned them all to the railings, hopefully to spur them on.
And anyone else fancy coming down to support the participants, please come down to the barrage area. I'm sure it's a fantastic atmosphere, and I think Lauren can say that as well, that it's a really good family atmosphere around here.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to really liven up now. There's loads of people coming down, so come down, bring your signs and bring your noise.
Thank you, Lauren.
Cheers. You okay?
I'm at the Shelter Cymru tent with Kerris from Shelter Cymru. Kerris, how many runners have you got running for you this morning?
So we've got a team of 100 today, which is absolutely amazing. We've got a really good strong pool out there.
And how much are you hoping to raise from those 100 runners?
Well, the good news is that all of our runners are on target, so collectively they're going to raise £25,000 for us today.
That's a significant amount of money in anybody's language. Kerris, have you got any particular projects that Shelter Cymru are promoting at the moment and taking forward and which this money will be likely to go towards?
Yeah, so every penny raised today in Wales will be spent in Wales, and we're going to use that to support people throughout Wales who are either living in bad housing or facing or experiencing homelessness.
Right, so again, a very, very good cause for our listeners to buy into. So, Kerris, I wish you and your runners the very best for today. And diolch.
Diolch yn fawr iawn.
Thank you.
So that's Kerris from Shelter Cymru, one of the many charities being supported by runners in this race today. The Cardiff Half Marathon, our coverage on Bro Radio and Hospital Radio Glamorgan, as 27,500 people head around our 13.2-mile route. Our team out and about as well. We'll catch up with them very soon. Deacon Blue, Real Gone Kid on Bro Radio and Hostel Radio Glamorgan. We are live from Goose on the Loose. You may hear in the background lots and lots of runners making their way past us at the 4-mile point in this Cardiff Half Marathon. And there are so many people running for many great causes. I can see in front of us charities like Noah's Ark being mentioned, Sano, and many, many others. People also running for local schools as well, including many, many people running today for Ysgolheigderi in Penarth. And Rachel sent us this voice note to champion on those runners.
Hi, my name's Rachel, and I'm the vice chair of the charity that supports the UK's largest special needs school. Our charity is Ysgolheigderi PTA. We've got a team of 10 runners today running to raise money for accessible school playground equipment, which we desperately need. Please support our guys, and guys, do a great job. I'm so proud of you. Go team YYD PTA.
Rachel there put in perfectly what this race means to so many great local causes, schools and charities across Cardiff, the Vale and the rest of Wales as well. Many runners running today for YYD, and I can see in front of us is where we are, the NSPCC being mentioned on people's shirts as well. Young Lives versus Cancer, Macmillan and so many other charities benefiting from this Cardiff Half Marathon as well. And our team are out and about across the route speaking to some of the runners and those charities about what it means too. We'll hear more from those very soon. But right now, this is the Arctic Monkeys, and I bet you look good on the dance floor on Bro Radio and Hospital Radio Glamorgan. the Arctic Monkeys, and I bet you look good on the dance floor. It's Bro Radio and Hospital Radio Glamorgan, live from outside Goose on the Loose for the Cardiff Half Marathon 2025. As you mentioned, our team have been out and about, and Michael has been around here in the Marina and Cardiff Bay Barrage, and he caught up with Jill outside Goose on the Loose.
So I'm here with Jill, who's here to support one of the fantastic participants in 2 days' event.
Hi, I'm Jill, and I'm supporting my daughter Emma, who's running today on behalf of the Motor Neurone Disease Association. She's running with a whole group of wonderful runners that support us in our quest to raise money and awareness for motor neurone disease. We're also celebrating the life of my husband, who passed away last year with MND.
Thank you for that, Jill.
So that was Jill chatting to Michael on today, one of the many people out and about on the route supporting the various runners taking part in this race around the Welsh capital. Let's now catch up with Sharon, who Mike spoke to on the barrage.
Hi, I'm here with Sharon around the barrage, and she's supporting another one of the participants in today's event.
Yeah, I'm supporting my two cousins, Seanad Bryant, who's running for the NSPCC, and then Adrian, my cousin, who is running as an individual. Also, an old colleague of mine, Caitlin Davis, who's running, who's come all the way from Dublin with her partner to run today as well. So my niece here has got a big plaque saying, come on, Caitlin, so we're looking forward to it.
And you've got a great vantage point here as well.
We have indeed. This is where we tend to come. We're right on the corners. They'll be turning left onto the barrage. We're right on the corner there, and we've told them to look out for us on the right-hand side, and I've told them what colour I'm wearing as well.
Okay, well, good luck today, and thank you for talking to me.
Lovely, thank you.
Sharon being one of the many people gathered around the route to trays on, cheer on, make loads of noise for the runners as they make their way around the Cardiff Half Marathon route. We'll bring you more of our coverage, speak to more of the runners as they get towards the finish line, the charities and everything in between on this show between now and two with your latest news next.
This is Bro Radio.
Kate Bush, Wuthering Heights on Bro Radio and Hospital Radio Glamorgan. If you've just joined us this morning, welcome along to our live coverage of the 2025 Cardiff Half Marathon. We are live from Goose and the Loose, where thousands of runners are making their way past us, including a man in a costume as a dog for Joseph Smile, walking in a full costume. And so many others. You've seen Mr. Bean and Oompa Loompa and thousands of others, even someone with literally an inflatable jellyfish on their back, making their way through. That's all what's happening here at the Cardiff Half Marathon, as 27,500 people make their way around the route. They're being encouraged by people like us and thousands of supporters as well, including Gwyneth, who chatted to Celia. Her son is running for Marie Curie.
So I'm standing here now with Gwyneth, who's supporting Sam Strong, her son, who's running. Is he running for anything in particular?
Yeah, he's running for Marie Curie.
Marie Curie, fabulous. Now, he hasn't come through yet. There's a lot of runners, but you said he's in blue, didn't you? Batman's just gone past. That's amazing.
He's every time I see someone with no hair and a beard, I'm checking if it's him.
Okay, I'm sure. Does he know where you're going to be standing?
Yes.
Right, he will wave at you. No worries. If he knows where you're going to be, he'll wave, and we'll all wave.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for speaking. Good luck
with
it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Celia at a key point in the run as we welcome our runners into the Vale of Glamorgan, up Barons Court and down then into Penarth Marina and across Cardiff Bay Barrage. She's been speaking to lots and lots of runners who have been waiting there and cheering people on as they make their way around the route, laughing there because literally a giant pair of scissors just ran past us as we record this link. This is Ellis and his mum, Jessica. They're supporting Alzheimer's runners around the Barons Court interchange.
I'm here with Ellis and Jessica. And they are here supporting their friends who are what did they support again? What was it?
Alzheimer's UK.
Okay, and what are their names?
Frankie, Millie and Elan.
And Ellis, do you want to say hi on the radio?
Say go Frankie, go Elan, go Millie.
No, it's a little
bit grumpy.
It's very exciting. We're going to wave, though. But thank you for talking to me.
Thank you.
That there, Celia, out and about around the Cogan and Barons Court area, chatting to many of the people gathering to support runners as they make their way around the Cardiff Half Marathon route. I'm sure as many of them will tell us later on as we chat to them towards the finish line too, the support, the noise, the people on the streets, encouraging them as they make their way around the route, particularly at points around the Barons Court interchange where there's a steady hill, the first of this run, are really, really important. Same with the music around the Pride roundabout, the Rainbow roundabout around Roath as well. That music, that noise, that encouragement really helps these runners as they make their way around the 13.2-mile route around Cardiff for the Cardiff Half Marathon. The coverage continues here on Borough Radio and Hostel Radio Glamorgan. Right now, this is Ed Sheeran and Camera. Local music from Lenfrek, a track called Fine, here on Bro Radio and Hostel Radio Glamorgan as we bring you our coverage of the 2025 Cardiff Half Marathon. Our team out and about on the route then, cheering on runners and chatting to some of those people that are out and about supporting them as well. And Sam was in one of the pens earlier on this morning chatting to some of the runners as they make their way towards the start line, and he caught up with someone who's actually taking part in their first half marathon today.
Okay, so I'm still in the yellow pen and I'm joined up with
Gareth
and
Ross.
Morning both. How are you feeling about today, Gareth?
Quite nervous.
Yeah.
Quite nervous. My first half. So.
Oh really?
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it, but I am a bit nervous as well.
Amazing. And Rob?
Excited. And I said I'd never do it again. But you know, the vibes from the crowds are there, and that's such a great charity, and I thought, why not?
Yeah. Another go. It's electric down here. Genuinely, it really is electric. So who are you both racing for today?
I'm NSPCC.
And I've heard today that you're one of 380 that are racing for them as well. They're a huge charity in Wales, obviously. Why that charity? Why are you?
I just think they do great things for children, you know, and children, you know, they need to be able to have the same start in life as some others who can't, you know, have a good start. So if they can help out, then we'll help sponsor them.
Yeah, amazing. That's really good. And what you say yourself, Rob, who are you racing for?
Latch Welsh Children's Cancer Charity, quite a charity close to my heart. A friend of mine, his daughter, lost her eye due to glaucoma. So been raising money now for a few years doing this. So yeah, it's a great charity for families and for the children who need it.
Amazing. Thank you both. Have a good day. Enjoy it. I'll see you at the end, hopefully.
So that was Sam earlier on chatting to Rob and Gareth, one of the many runners, 27,500 taking part in today's Cardiff Half Marathon, running for many great causes, local charities, schools, and just for their own personal things as well. We're going to hear from some of the runners around the finish line, the charities they've been running for as well, over our show here on Bro Radio and Hospital Radio Glamorgan between now and 2.
Radio Glamorgan. Bro Radio.
Hi, this is Nigel down at the finish line. We're at 1 hour 29 minutes into the race, and the athletes are now streaming over the line in their hundreds. And the one thing that I can say is everybody seems to have a smiling face. The athletes are congratulating each other, they're helping each other. It's a really brilliant atmosphere. And what they have said is the people of Cardiff have done themselves proud today, cheering them on and making them feel truly welcome. So to all of our listeners who are out there cheering on the athletes, thank you very much for making this event so wonderful. And I'll be back later with a roundup when more of the racers come over the line.
James Hype and Waterfalls on Bro Radio and Hospital Radio Glamorgan. We are live for our coverage of the 2025 Cardiff Half Marathon. Now, whilst all the runners are making their way past us in Penarth at the marina, Nigel is in the city centre where he's been catching up with some of the elite runners who completed the Cardiff Half Marathon earlier on this morning.
Hi, I'm here at the finish line with Logan Smith, who's come over all the way from Norwich and was in the elite athletes. Logan, what do you think of the course?
Oh, fantastic. People out on the streets all the way around. Nice bit of wind, but, you know, enough to push you around, enough to work with you on some parts of the course. But, yeah, really good fun. Loved it.
Yeah, I noticed some of the wheelchair users were saying that at the 12-mile point, that hill is a bit of a killer. How did you find it?
I think that hill should be illegal, to be honest with you. That shouldn't be allowed. You turn the corner and you're just like, okay, this is death march. But it goes down after that, so you try and use it to your advantage coming home.
And your time today?
64.35, so a big 90-second PB, about a minute and a half PB. So really, really happy, but a long overdue PB.
Well, congratulations, Logan, and I hope you have a safe trip back to Norwich.
Thank you very much. Cheers, Suzanne. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Logan Smith, an elite athlete who took part in today's Cardiff Half Marathon. As I mentioned, where we are, we're seeing thousands of runners make their way past us in towards Cardiff Bay. And we're at the 4 mile point in this long, long race around Cardiff and the Vale of Glamorgan. Our team out and about further along from us is Mike, who's on Cardiff Bay Barrage. Then up at the 10 and 12 mile point towards the very end at Roath Park is Chris Birch, who is at the Rainbow Roundabout. We'll hear more from him very soon. Right now, this is the Cardigans and a Raise Rewind on Borough Radio and Hospital Radio Glamorgan. Fatboy Slim, Weapon of Choice on Borough Radio and Hospital Radio Glamorgan. It's coming up to 11:45 right now. We are live from outside Goose on the Loose in Penarth Marina, where the runners are making their way past us. And in the city centre at the finish line is Nigel, who's been chatting to four South Wales-based athletes at the finish line.
I'm at the finish line and I'll get four guys to introduce themselves. All Welsh athletes.
Matthew, Mike,
Joel,
Dylan.
Right, guys, first things first, what did you think of the course today? Matthew?
Yeah, it was a little bit tough. Wind was against us on some parts, but we had a good group. So, the boys made it a lot easier for me. So, happy days, it was quite good.
Overwhelming support for me. I think last time I did it a few years back, wasn't nearly half the crowd. Whereas today, I don't think you find a quiet corner. It was awesome.
Yeah, exactly. It was a tough day with like the storm over the weekend, but being in this group was excellent. We were just able just to play off each other and finish strong, you know?
Yeah. Good group of lads. Some sharp digs, which made it hard, but the crowd always keeps us going. Good support. Yeah, happy.
Everybody was telling me as we came across the line, 12 miles that hill. How was it, guys? Was it that bad today?
I feel like the one at 5K is worse,
yeah,
no?
Yeah, 5K is worse. Yeah. 12 for me. I was crawling up there, but... I knew it was coming, done the course before, but yeah, it was hard.
And most importantly, how did your times fare?
A little bit off for me, but it was just I wanted a little run out on the home course today. So just coming back, so yeah, I take it, positive.
Matthew? Big PB for me, thanks to these boys. These boys are pretty quick when you compare my PB to their PB, but yeah, they all supported me throughout the whole course, and yeah, I really appreciate it. And I come away with a huge PB today, so pretty happy, yeah.
Yeah, a big 2.5 minute PB for me, so really happy and getting back into it now, so yeah, great stuff.
Yeah, I'm just coming back from injury, so it's about a good few minutes off my PB, but I'm happy to finish, to be honest. I was like, it's about 5 miles longer than I've run in training so far, so always going to be a little bit sketchy, but there we are, we finished.
Yeah, and from my point of view, seeing your smiling faces was what attracted me to come over and ask you guys, so all the best, guys. I'm glad you had a good race, and see you here next year, hopefully.
Thank you very much.
We hear more from Nigel as our runners make their way to the finish line in Cardiff City Centre as we continue our coverage of the Cardiff Half Marathon. You're listening to Borough Radio and Hospital Radio Glamorgan as we continue our coverage of the 2025 Cardiff Half Marathon. We're live from outside Goose on the Loose, where many of our runners are making our way past us. I can see an octopus, a sunflower in a pot, and many, many other people raising money for some great causes, including Mind. I can see the Alzheimer's Society, NSBCC, and many, many others. As well as these runners running in fancy dress and raising money for good causes as well, there are the professional athletes and the elite athletes. The winner, first in the Ladies Welsh Champions, was Natasha Wilson, and Nigel caught up with her at the finish line.
I'm here at the finish line with Natasha Wilson, who's the first female in the Welsh Championships. Well done, Natasha.
Thank you. Always great to come back and win a Welsh title in front of the Welsh crowd. So, yeah, I'm happy to be here.
And from what I've heard from other guys and girls that have come across the line, it wasn't particularly easy in certain parts of the course, with the wind in particular.
Yeah, it was really windy, so I wasn't expecting a fast time today. I was just coming here for a hard training session, so at least I got that in the bag.
And your time, you're happy with it, considering the conditions?
I mean, it was pretty slow, but again, it was just about getting a hard training run in, so it was certainly a hard training run.
And I presume that's a training run ready for a full marathon then?
Yeah, I'm getting ready for Valencia Marathon at the end of the year, so this was my first like hard run of the session. I'm going back a few more miles now before presentation, and then, yeah, hit the marathon bill starting tomorrow.
Well, congratulations on getting first place in the Welsh Championships, and all the best for your marathon run later in the year.
Thank you. I'll cry for the rest of my stupid life.
Anne-Marie and Depressed on Bro Radio and Hospital Radio Glamorgan. Now, where we are, a goose and loose in Penarth. The roads begin to open. We've had our final runners make our way past us as they head towards Cardiff Bay Barrage, over the bay then, and then back up to Roath, where Chris is. He's there at the 10 and 12 mile mark, making lots of noise as loads and loads of people are around the Pride roundabout. We'll hear more from him and some of our runners and some of the people as they head towards the finish line now as we continue our coverage of the Cardiff Half Marathon on Bro Radio and Hospital Radio Glamorgan. Morgan. This is Nathan Spatman with you on Bro Radio and Hospital Radio Glamorgan as we bring you our coverage of the 2025 Cardiff Half Marathon. We're in the marina outside Goose on the Loose bringing you our coverage, and our team are out and about across the course. We'll hear from some of the runners and the winners so far and some of the celebrities taking part in this year's half marathon too. Plus, we'll find out how you can be in the ballot to be running the Cardiff Half Marathon in 2026.
Radio Glamorgan.
They're currently on tour with Busted in their Versus tour, McFly and Stargirl, here on Bro Radio. We are the Vale's local radio station, and we're also joined up with our friends today at Hospital Radio Glamorgan for our coverage of the 2025 Cardiff Half Marathon. We'll chat to many of the 27,500 runners at the finish line with Nigel and Sam over the next couple of hours as well as we continue our coverage. And we'll also tell you how you can take part in 2026 thanks to a new ballot making it even easier for people to get into the ballot and potentially get a spot in this prestigious half marathon, one of the biggest in the UK, and one that attracts many, many star runners, including this man, Alex Cuthbert, who caught up with Nigel at the finish line.
Hi, I'm at the finish line with Alex Cuthbert. Alex, how did it go for you today?
Yeah, it was. I enjoyed it, but bloody hell, that was hard. That was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. I think I've done all the training, 16, 17 weeks, and you feel like you're ready for it, but after like 10K, your legs are just screaming. Like, it's so different to rugby training. Like, I've really, you know, I've lost like 10, 12 kilos training for this, and my aim was to get under 130, and I got about 132, so I was a little bit off, but I got a few excuses, I guess, flying in quite late.
Yeah, because you flew in quite late, I gather, for the race today, which wouldn't have done your preparation any good, I wouldn't have thought.
No, obviously, I went over to Ireland to do the Scarlets game. That got postponed, and I did another game, and then it got delayed coming back, so I got in about 2 o'clock. So a couple hours sleep and then doing that, so I'd say that's not a bad effort.
I would say that's an absolutely fantastic effort, Alex. So all the best. Go and get your water, mate. You need it, and all the best for the future.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank
Cheers.
You.
Swing Out Sister, Breakout on Bro Radio and Hospital Radio Glamorgan as we continue our coverage of the 2025 Cardiff Half Marathon, where we are at Goose and the Loose. Many of our runners running past us, including the guy dressed as Scooby-Doo, many others in some great costumes as well, making their way around this 13.2-mile route. And if you fancy being here next year, well, it's a difficult thing to get a spot in this race. That's why this year they've added a new ballot for 2026, which is open right now, and you can apply to be running the Cardiff Half Marathon in 2026. If listening to this has encouraged you to get involved, to support a charity, or just do it for your own personal achievement, then here's what you need to know from Rachel Madge, the event organiser, who I caught up with earlier in the week.
Yeah, it's unprecedented growth, really, in recent years. So to make it fairer, we decided to go to a ballot system. So it's the first year of us doing that, and it'll give everyone a fair chance of securing an entry for next year's race. So people can register for that now, and then it'll be free to enter, and it'll remain open for just over 2 weeks, closing at midnight on Sunday the 19th of October. So people should register their interest within that time.
So that is the event manager of the Cardiff Half Marathon from Run for Wales, Rachel Madge, talking about the new ballot that's been put in place to enter for 2026. That ballot remains open for the next couple of weeks until the 19th of October, and then runners will be announced on the 23rd of October. You can find out more at cardiffhalfmarathon.co.uk, and maybe we can be seeing you running in 2026. Come round to mine and tell me. Perry, and if he wanted to, he would, on Bro Radio and Hospital Radio Glamorgan as we continue our coverage of the Cardiff Half Marathon. Now, while things have quietened down where we are on Goose and the Loose, there are loads of runners still making their way around the course. Nigel is in the city centre, catching up with people at the finish line, and he's literally caught up with Batman. His name's actually Gordon, though.
Hi, I'm at the finish line with Gordon Jones, a.k.a. Batman. How did it go then, Gordon?
Good. It was nice. It was a good day. A bit warm in the end, but enjoyed. And that's what it's about.
Great atmosphere out on the course? Yeah,
fantastic, as usual, always is. But with the weather being a bit better than it has been, even more so.
And your time, are you happy with that?
Yeah, of course. 1:45-ish, I'm always going to be happy with that, dressed as Batman.
Yeah, I would have thought that would have been a little bit warm today.
Warm, yeah, but as it's not my first time wearing it, you just get used to it, so...
Well, that's... I say, I think you've had a great race, and at the end of the day, brought a little bit of fun to the game.
Yeah, for Latch, Children's Cancer Charity, that's what I dress up for. So anything I can get for them guys is a bonus.
Oh, great. Thanks for having a chat with me, Gordon, and all the best. Go and get your drinks.
You, Gordon, one of the many people we saw dressed up as Batman. I think we saw Robbins and many other people making their way past us on the Cardiff Half Marathon route. We'll catch up with Nigel very soon and more of the people at the finish line at Cardiff City Centre. Local music from the Two Eds, that track's called Nobody Knows, here on Borough Radio and Hospital Radio Glamorgan as we continue our coverage of the Cardiff Half Marathon. Our team out and about across the route, then they've been gathering content, speaking to people who are supporting those runners as well, and Nigel and Sam in the city centre around the finish line chatting to some of the runners and the charities that they are running for as well. Now, Celia was out and about earlier on around the Mary Harrier Junction, Barons Court and Cogan Spur kind of area, and she caught up with Sarah, who's literally on her bike supporting her daughter.
So I'm here at the top now. We're up at the Barons Court bit now. We've moved up a bit to have a look at the runners, and I'm here with Sarah. Now, Sarah, and so you said you missed your daughter,
yes,
didn't you? What's her name?
Mally.
And who's she running for?
For St John Ambulance.
For St John Ambulance. Yeah. Oh, absolutely wonderful. Yeah. So she's in the first...
She's well ahead of me, is all I can say. I don't. She's doing brilliantly. I'm really proud of her.
Wonderful. And listening to you shouting to the other runners coming up the hill has been absolutely marvellous. Well, I'm sure she did marvellously well. Somebody will have caught her on camera somewhere.
Yes, her boyfriend's following her closely, so at least he's got to support her.
Cool.
So,
fabulous.
I'll keep supporting everyone else as I go along.
Yeah, I shall let you get back on the bike. Fabulous.
All right,
thank you so
you.
Much.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you, lovely.
Literally a supporter on her bike, supporting her daughter taking part in the Cardiff Half Marathon. That was Sarah chatting to Celia earlier today. So many people out and about on the route supporting runners as they make their way where we were in Cardiff Bay and Penarth Marina and right around the city centre. I know where Chris is up in Roath as well. Lots of people gathered there making noise as runners make it towards the final part of the Cardiff Half Marathon. In towards the city centre where Nigel is, we'll hear more from him soon and those people getting towards the finish line here on our coverage of Borough Radio and Hospital Radio Glamorgan.
Radio Glamorgan.
New from Blue, it's called One Last Time on Borough Radio and Hospital Radio Glamorgan. So we're coming together today for our coverage of the 2025 Cardiff Half Marathon. We're in Penarth Marina outside Goose on the Loose, where we've been all morning. But the rest of our team are out and about across the route, including Penarth, including elsewhere on the barrage, up towards Roath and back in the city centre, where the finish line is. And Nigel is there chatting to some of the winners and runners, including Curtis, who we caught up with at the finish line.
Hi, I'm at the finish with Curtis, who's been running for Dreams and Wishes. How's it going?
How's the run been? It was good until, I don't know, just over halfway. I started to pick up the pace and I suffered towards the end, but it's all good fun, all for a good cause.
Have you been running with anybody else?
So there's a group of us running for Dreams and Wishes, and then as part of that group, I think there's five or six mates, but we're all at different levels, so there's a few in front of me, a few behind me, but a good day out.
Good atmosphere out on the course?
Yeah, buzzing. Some people obviously got their headphones in, but you can't wear headphones today. The atmosphere is great out there. You've got bands, DJs, people cheering, really good stuff going on.
Thanks for talking to me, Curtis, and go and get your drink and your medal.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Sam Fender and 17 Going Under on Borough Radio and Hospital Radio Glamorgan. We're coming together today for our coverage of the 2025 Cardiff Half Marathon. And the ballot is open if you want to take part in 2026. That's open for the next couple of weeks until Sunday the 19th of October. You can register there, be in the ballot, and then get your chance to maybe run for a good cause in 2026. All the details are at cardiffhalfmarathon.co.uk, where you can sign up for yourself. And up to 1 o'clock, we'll get the latest on the Borough Radio newsroom soon. Right now, this is Garbage and Stupid Girl. New music from Miley Cyrus here on Borough Radio and Hospital Radio Glamorgan as we bring you our coverage of the 2025 Cardiff Half Marathon. Now, if you fancy running in 2026, there's currently a ballot open, which you can enter now until the 19th of October at midnight, giving everyone an ample chance to register and hopefully take part, support some great causes, or maybe just doing it for your own personal benefit. You can find out all the details at cardiffhalfmarathon.co.uk. One man who's run this race many times, as well as many others, is Jamie Bolch, the former Olympian who caught up with students at USW on their sports journalism course earlier this week and started by talking about the race itself.
I just want to ask you about the Cardiff Half this weekend. Must be a race that has great memories for you.
It has. It certainly has. I've done the Cardiff Half a couple of times, and yeah, me being a sprinter, people just presume I can just run a half. You know, like I was an ex 400 meter runner, so that's like being a Ferrari, and you know, and then you got this, which is like being in a 4x4 Jeep. You know, it's a totally different thing, but people presume it's going to be simple for me because of my background. But no, I loved it. Great experience, and the route is just fantastic, and it's Cardiff, right? So it doesn't get better than that.
Yeah, I mean, it must be something that you have to train very differently for, and I can imagine you don't actually feel at that much of an advantage to anyone else running it.
No. Actually, I feel like I was almost in a disadvantage because, you know, there's people, you've got expectations, you know, or I should say people have got expectations of you. You know, they think, oh, you're going to be quick in it. And, you know, there's not pressure, because I never felt the pressure on it. But yeah, it was very much different. I had to put the training in, I had to do stuff I'd never done before. And it's all about the preparation, you know, as long as you prepare, it doesn't matter if you've never sort of ran before, as long as you prepare for it and you're doing it for all the right reasons, getting the right trainers, getting the right nutrition, making sure your nutrition is consistent. And, you know, talking about the training side of it and the trainers, don't just wear the shoes, a new pair of shoes the day of the race. You know what I mean? Wear them in so you don't get blisters, etc. So they're my little golden nuggets of little things. Keep yourself hydrated, and the rest is history. The rest will work fine for you, you know?
Hey, there's the athlete's tips from the horse's mouth, as it were. Do you have any particular favourite part?
Down the bay was always a good one, you know, because you're sort of at that point coming home. So, you know, it's always nice when you know you've done sort of half of it. You know what I mean? You're like, OK, I'm sort of getting through, you know, the home stretch or whatever it may be. I know the course varies and changes every now and then, but my memories of around all that area were fantastic. And the crowd participation. It's literally a lot of people on the side of the road, you know, cheering you on. And that really makes a massive difference. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how fast or slow you're going. You certainly get a crowd, which gives you that little bit of a boost.
Former Olympian there, Jamie Bolch, chatting to a student at the University of South Wales as part of Radio Glamorgan's Access All Sports show, which goes on a Friday evening. Chatting there to Blake Bint earlier in the week. And that's one thing that's been mentioned loads of time. The atmosphere is the thing that helps get people around this brilliant course. The people cheering on, playing music, and the Rainbow Pride stage as well, and everything in between, encouraging people on their way around this 13.2 mile race around the Welsh capital. Let's continue our coverage right now with music on Borough Radio and Hostel Radio Glamorgan from Kim. This is Pedestrian on our local music playlist. Kim, local music, tracks called Pedestrian here on Borough Radio and Hospital Radio Glamorgan. Bring you our live coverage of the Cardiff Half Marathon coming to a close for this year, but we are starting about chatting to some of the runners who have been taking part, and Nigel caught up with Andrew, who is one of the runners at the finish line running for City Hospice.
Hi, I'm at the finish line with Andrew, who's been running for City Hospice. How's it been, Andrew?
It's been a lot of fun. I mean, this is my first half marathon I've ever done. Little training leading up to this, but as you can tell, the vibes are immaculate, and I can't have any other way. I want to thank God, I want to thank Jesus for giving me this beautiful life, and shout out to all the people that believed in me, and to all these amazing people that are supporting all the charity proceeds, and yeah, it's just something you want to do. Yeah.
Thanks for taking the time out to run and raise money for charity today, and have a good rest of the day, and hopefully the future as well.
I'm looking forward to the future and more so. Thank you so much for this.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Sorry.
Radio Glamorgan.
Mark Smith and Stay If You Want to Dance on Bro Radio and Hospital Radio Glamorgan. Almost bringing to the end our coverage of the 2025 Cardiff Half Marathon. We'll continue though with some of the highlights and some more interviews with Aaron, who is on your radio here at Bro Radio after 2 o'clock. Have a great day here on Bro Radio. I'll see you back on it tomorrow morning with another week of What's in the Box. To play us to two though, Kesha, This Is Me. What a song to wrap up our 2025 Cardiff Half Marathon coverage. Have a great Sunday.
Hey, it's Bro Radio, live across the Vale. That is Pink and Blow Me One Last Kiss. And hey, how's it going? Aaron with you live across the Vale. And Nigel is out and about for us at the moment. And I think he's got a little update for us. I don't think Nigel's going to play, is he? Nigel's got an update for us.
Hi, I'm at the finish line with Mikhail. Mikhail, who have you been running for?
I've been running for our wonderful pupils at Escaladerry School.
And what have you been running for? What are you trying to raise funds for?
New funds for new equipment so that all pupils can have inclusive time playing.
And about the race today, have you enjoyed the experience?
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I had a dodgy knee about an hour and a half in, but managed to push through the pain and finish with a little sprint.
A sprint as well at the end, and a reasonable time, I would have thought, as well.
I was hoping to do it in 2 hours 30, and I've done...
People absolutely smashing it all over the place for the Cardiff Half. Well done to you if you've taken part today. And right now, let's do Ray. This is brand new. It's called Where Is My Husband? Brilliant. Coolio and Gangsta's Paradise playing for you on Bro Radio. Hello, it's Aaron with you. Live from my flat in Cardiff Bay, I can't lie. If things sound a bit different, it's because I'm basically trapped in due to the Cardiff Half. Happy Cardiff Half Day. All today. We've been out and about in Penarth, literally everywhere pretty much in the city. And we've been hearing some of the stories of the people who've been running today. And some of them genuinely have made me tear up a little bit. And Nigel's been chatting to loads of people at the finish line. Are you there, Nigel?
Hi, I'm at the finish with Julian. Julian, you look rather warm, mate.
Absolutely knackered, but it's all for a good cause. Running today for a charity called Joseph Smile, based in a small village in West Wales called Bryn Aman. Unfortunately, Joseph lost his life due to neuroblastoma when he was 3 years old. We're a close family village, and ever since, I've done as much as I can. Unfortunately, Joseph's no longer with us, but I just do it to keep his name in the legacy.
That's an absolutely fantastic sentiment, and I've got to let our listeners know that you've actually done this as Super Snoopy, haven't you?
Patch the Superdog, yeah. So this was Joseph's favourite teddy. They had him made into a mascot, and since then I've done a lot of races. I've done Swansea 10K a few times. I've done this twice. This is my second time. The next plan, maybe a marathon, who knows, but it's all about raising money for this fantastic charity.
Well done, Julian, and I'll let you get off now to get some well-earned water and gels, and most importantly, get that medal round your neck, mate.
Thank you very much, all of us.
Oh, bless him. So yeah, Nigel's been there chatting to loads of people at the finish line. Thank you so much, Nigel.
We're your healthy choice. We are Hospital Radio Glamorgan.